Good afternoon, James Tao with a look at today's market action. And it was a nervy start for the local share market for the new week. We saw losses continue and extend into a third trading session today. The ASX 200 falling by about 105 points. That's 1.6% and falling to three-month lows as well. The index closing at 6,469 points. We did see commodity stocks in particular hit quite hard. The expectation for a global slowdown in relation to central banks raising interest rates to try and slow global economies has basically seen the price of commodities, the likes of oil, down quite sharply, and also a number of metal prices as well. So today we saw the oil price, or over the weekend, we saw the oil price falling around 5% to eight-month lows. That had an impact on our local oil and gas producers. Santos down more than 7%, Woodside falling roughly 5%. Coal stocks also down quite sharply today, down roughly 14% for the likes of New Hope and also Whitehaven. So lower energy demand expectations certainly hampering those particular companies. Miners, they were also well in the red. We had the big names, the big three, BHP, Rio Tinto, and Fortescue Metals, all down roughly 5% each today. Even gold stocks were in the losers' circle. We had St. Barbara, one of the worst there, down about 10%. And Sierra Resources, it's a graphite miner, falling close to 20%, down to roughly 18% today. An announcement from the company in relation to its operations in Mozambique, which has been disrupted due to a worker strike. Another sharp decline on our market today was Costa Group, the fruit and veg grower, down about 14% after announcing its CEO will be stepping down. Other decliners coming through, the likes of Link Administration, down 8%, Ramsey Healthcare down 2.5%. Both companies had potential takeovers terminated, so that it hurt those particular companies today. The winners, though, we did see in the technology communication space, likes of Seek and also REA Group, up around that 2-3% mark, but there weren't too many winners on our market. The Aussie dollar, another loser as well. It's fallen but below 65 US cents for the first time since May of 2020, hovering around 64.95 US cents.